Well, welcome to the hearing this morning, and I'm glad that so many of you are here. We had a good discussion last night. About 18 people spoke last night. This morning, I hope that you'll all feel free to speak, to add anything to what you said yesterday, or if you didn't speak yesterday, to just go ahead and say what you want this morning. So I think everybody was here last night, and some of the students are here today. I spoke to their class yesterday, so they know why we're here and what this is all about. So I don't think it's necessary for me to make a long speech this morning, so I won't. Anyone who would like to start, just come up to the chair beside Art, and we'll just carry on.
I'll just
explain. Uplava katimai ektonik tau tusli unok tema 18 uplutin inyuj ukhang nesot inyugu ukhanik tumunni tasama sumik isummat sumi ilalao diksang minyik tarumunga ukodi ikang minyun ubanga ukhanik tungi nasungakani ukafsaha kumi ukafsaha naiktuk so samu ukodi isukkani Ukhoti ginagasir na kuming unok na kaso inyo mukhoti isu kuming kangasi masu kumi tara ukhoti gilu ariyo ba ukogo kaglaktot ipaksa ko kakwira kangita aruminga subata manasi isang magnik ilisi marugo taat na huni tamni paksa ko kodi kani ukhoti ginagasya ilokata ilisure aptiu Suwata manusia terlangat diuko. Ubung aku ni inyu ku kau kumi, inyu perah aku ni nalar mira aku ni itna pes kenyal gicik unnok tu.
If I can have a few moments of your time, I'd like to introduce myself. I didn't have a chance to talk last night, and I wasn't feeling very good. And my name is Gene, and I got two names. They call me Gene in English and Iknik in Eskimo. And Iknik means fire. That's my good name there. You won't live without fire, you know that? And in my 58 years, I was a resident for 57 years here in Alaska, and I spent 1 year down at the state of Colorado. And I was born and raised here. In fact, I was raised back here, right back here. You can see that creek back there. That's where I was born, I was told. And I've got a quiet experience when I went down to the state of Colorado that time. We go through Seattle, Portland, Denver, and boy did I see something down there. There's a lot of people down there. Airplanes just like mosquitoes, cars just like ants, and people just like trees down there. They didn't have room to live down there. And we spent a month in Denver, and after the month was over, it took me to Climax, Colorado. There's a big mine in there. I've been working there for a year. There were three levels in that mine, and 300 feet above us, there are people working. 300 feet below us, there are people working. There are 2,500 men working in that mine. There's real big mine in there, Climax Molybdenum Mine. And then we moved to Leadville. That was about 15 miles away from that mine. And I got a lot of good friends down there. And everybody, it seems to me like everybody's been reading or hearing about Alaska. Some good things about Alaska, I don't know, but they've been asking me all kinds of questions down there. And most of the people asking me, whether I live in a snow houses, you know? And I tell them that I've been an Eskimo all my life, but I've never seen the snow house yet. And I don't even know what it looks like, but the snow house I've seen is in just the books, that's all. And in my stay down there, there are a lot of people that have been wanting to come up here to Alaska. I don't know why. Maybe they're too crowded down there. Maybe they need some more space. I don't know. And they say it's a good living here in Alaska. That's what they say. But one guy told me that he was talking about the government. I don't know what government was. That could be a local government or a United States government. They wouldn't send them up here with a one-way ticket. That's what he say. But unless they got enough money to come up here and enough money to go back, they could come up here. That's what he told me. He must be talking about their local government. I don't know. But that's what he told me. And there's a lot of people wanting to come up here to Alaska. And the only reason that they're not up here is they just didn't have enough money to come back. I mean, go up here and go back, maybe. But right here, right now, in this minute, there's people down there. I'm pretty sure they're saving money right now. They're working because they'll have a chance to come up here in Alaska after 1991. Because there'll be a lot of people there, shareholders in 12 corporations here in Alaska. There'll be a lot of shareholders up here. We'll see some people coming in with big money, you know, and they'll try to buy our shares or land. They'll have a chance right there after 1991, the way I was thinking, because I was down there, I lived with them for a whole year, and there's a lot of people that wanted to come up here to Alaska. They didn't say it's too cold or something, but they like it up here. They must have heard a lot of good stories about Alaska. But since 1971 to 1991, they just give us only 20 years, you know, with that freedom there. But after 20 years is always, I think it's only about how many more years, 7 more years? That's how many more years before we start selling our stocks if we want to. And maybe I won't live that long, but my children will be there. And if we start selling our stocks by that time, we're going to lose our heritage or whatever you call it, our land, whatever we have, we're going to lose it, and it's going to belong to somebody. It's going to be somebody else's property. I was down there, and we were orientation at Seattle for a month, and the instructor told us that to be real, be very careful when you walk on the sidewalks or around the town, you know. Down there, that you can't even walk across somebody's property. It's trespassing right there, he told us. And when you walk on a sidewalk, if you bump into somebody, not on purpose, just trying to get by, they'll get mad at you right there, just for touching them. They were so crowded, if you bump to somebody and you touch them just accidentally, they'll get mad at you and call you all kinds of names down there. They're so crowded, they got no room, you know. And up here, we got lots of room. We don't even have no streets up here. So I was thinking, last night, I didn't have the chance to talk last night, but when I get to 1992 or 1993, from there on, we're gonna see some people, real rich people up here, try to buy some land from us. There's going to be a lot of people up here. What do we got up here right now? These few teachers, school teachers, compared to what I see down there, just like only one person. I've seen a lot of people down there, just like trees, like I said a while ago. Seattle, Portland, Denver, lots of people down there. They're crowded, noisy. It doesn't make much difference whether it's day or night. You know, there's people all the time. And if I can have my way, if somebody could listen to me, I'd like to hold on to my shares or allotments. Because if we lose them, we're going to lose them. It's going to belong to somebody else. We won't even walk anymore across that same ground, maybe the same spot where we were born, because it's going to belong to somebody. So we just only have only 7 years from now, and that's not too long. And there's going to be some changes in that 7 years too. I was worrying about that year after 1991. There's going to be a lot of changes, and we're not be careful about our shares or land, we're going to lose everything. And we're going to be just like them down there, down at the lower 48. They'll shove us out there. They won't even let us walk in the same ground that we used to hunt, fish. It won't be the same. So that's just about all I have. I'm not a very good talker, you know, but I thank you very much for listening.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. The just one point. I should make it clear that if you have an allotment, you don't lose your allotment if you sell your shares in 1991. But if you and many others sell your shares, you lose the native corporation land, but you don't lose your allotment if you sell your shares.
Should I interpret the preview of his speech?
Sure. Right now, if they buy, if outsiders were in 1991 to buy your shares, they would have a right to vote in the corporations. Right now, non-natives who get shares by when somebody dies, they don't have the right to vote those shares. Yeah, but after 1991, somebody buys your shares, they would have the right to vote those shares. And in fact, as you were saying, Mr. Louis Comac was saying last night, 24% of the people who have acquired shares when people have died since 1971, they can't vote now, but they would have the right to vote after 1991. So that's why people are talking about making changes to make sure that doesn't happen, since nobody in the villages that I've been to seems to want it to happen. If there are people here who feel they would like to sell their shares in 1991 and get the money, if they think that's the most important thing, well, they should feel free to say that too.
Tamna Junama Koti Ralaka Todukani Tematonua Safakit Lu Nunamik Savaktoni Savaksimapluni Todukani Inunik Todukamani Ukaktok Inagutip Luding to Michani Ning Inelakotor Lehuting Inunaktonik Tamanna ukoti gira laka inyung nun kang simat kuplu inyuk inyo wake talk alas kamun ubunga kiki nyakak tawang uplo ni. Taman na si 1991 tikit chup tegu tamat ko umayalgit mga asip yuting. Umayalgit tamat ko maning migagi yuting tuninyak sip medyoni man na stak kakput share rakput talk siruk talk tahan na chimig inyo wake sige siruk. Wout kornegel to go pinya chipta, tamatumena ilesko chimik, tana iligisiluk. Inu nunangani, ilat penny, pitung nominate mchaklu, han nominate mchaklu, kornegelu, tamana sibunito rock pinya sob to you, tana chimuruk tikitisirut. Ilaruk totuk totuka, tamna. Tahamani todukkani monga iliskutiksak tikit kisirok teenya niku 1991 inyuk mani rao agiruni pisokpan vote angitop tiu vote asin luus sirisiru uruok tamatumea nunaptitnik naka kisiuti laakput luus sirisikput. Tarumiga sunaga tu ni ukoral laktuk kang siso cik siural lah kuni tamat kuni ya to dukang menik to nani asin apik suat una tamat ko nalami luting inyupangun huwa kating stakhol taok tot ilating stakhol tat tukup mata pinyak tak tot. Vote that lump angada, apex of man. Tarumakia 1991 lock, Nagugok, Tamatko, Nalaumit, Stakol, Toner, Chota, Glass, Stak, Canning, and the Hooting. Avit Lutiglu, Naka, Twakating it, Tokup Lutik Pidot, Tat Nagok, Vok Taktong on Rachit Pokma, Woot Lechut 1991 Panaglan, Kisenik. Taman na ilingi sa stakak ting umechak ting tarama waptit nun ilali tingi sirut wutlari yuting unni asin neidi falat mawut uko tingi salake tamat ko inyum nunani nunanga tamna lusir manyecha neidi falat mawurani ilan pigiga dunia nak mija, tahu rumuna, stakol tap tigun, corporation nami, tamat ko ilalito ilon acut, nadi falat mat ilagulle, inyum ilipengan pigi ye, F nampakas kenyak pan tema, suli improve orang lu pemak pan inyum alat mani ilat pigi ya, lat pigi acat. Cooperation in Nipping in Racha.
What Gene's full name? Gene Hicknack?
Gene Lee.
Lee.
Gene Lee Senior, that was his name.
Yeah, maybe we could just get. Can we pick up the question on the?
Does the federal and state government have power to apply on native lands the use of eminent domain?
Yes.
Could it use eminent domain on our lands?
Yes.
And could you explain to the people what eminent domain is?
Well, eminent domain is the right that any government has to take private land. If they need it for a highway or a school or some public purpose, and native corporation land is private land, and so the federal government or the state would have the right to take it for eminent domain. But of course, they would have to compensate the native corporation if they took their land. They'd have to pay for the land. But every government has the right to take land for eminent domain.
Damna uma akopo apisuti kanga damna guk eminent domain ilisotu di truplu ukodi truplu kang simaksilu apisop mani iyok tam kavamarlugur state tarlu piksat laruk inyum nunanganin cooperation nunanganin yok piksat larawanguruk so napangnaarlu tumitsaq nagaqa tasammat tupiqqanafeq napangnaarlugur piyuming kavamapta taruma uko cooperation nunanganik piksalqinaagut aglan piksarnaaruming akilerilugoglan tamlan nunna atornaekkarting nunapta ilooni pisarumanersit taruminga uqootiraallaka.
Mr. Berger, on the same effect, that would mean that if there's a war going on, that our mining district would be open to the government?
Well, that would be up to the government. But if they decided they wanted to build a road for national defense purposes, that's what you have in mind, they would have the right to do it. And they'd have to pay you for any land they took to build the road, but they would have the right to build the road over your land. But that's what every government in the world claims the right to do. And it's a political decision whether or not to build a road, you know, and you have resisted, I gather, the construction of a road, and one hasn't been built.
Reche ma pisuti gilaka sule kanoti yuk una nae kaput kama makput una angu jirone angu yang mun iki yume tamat ko maninyar wisut ika yudik set angu yak tonun tan naguk pisikinyo matik iyok tan amaguk inyum nangani unnein ituk tumitsaq tarunaq quraartukrookpan kavamaruuq taatnalqijooruq muuna anguyalqum akililiiqutiksangagurguuq tamanna kavamapta sangigiya aglan taatnaqumi kavamarput tasamma akilirilugu tamanna nuna qanoraglan atukkani taapkununga nunaqaqtorun pilukrootoruq.
We are recognized by the federal government. The IRAs are recognized by the federal government as a government. Could another government use eminent domain on another government?
Well, right now, the land that you're talking about. Is held by the native corporations, not by the IRAs. So the federal government certainly has the right to exercise its power of eminent domain in relation to the land that is held by the corporations. The IRAs are recognized by the federal government as governments, but the land isn't held by the IRAs. Now, that's something that some people have argued for in some of the meetings we've held. People have argued that some of the meetings that the corporations should transfer the land to the IRAs to make it so that it cannot be taken over and cannot be taxed and so on. But that's another matter.
Ako po apektuti laka tamna ubago kavamakuna federal government kavamorole ase IRA tuli tarma federal government kavamalipluich ingmikun kavamorole tuli apektuti ya ubago tamna kavamak pekakta kavamapsuli atlam pigpigisibong it not nunanganik pigisivagok it not man kiya ta ruma ayare gok kavamogalok tit ing mikni aglan nunamigok tim mirangona chit tan nasugo rein kavamam manan nunna nunai kaput kanupalami kanok sumuna tolegming tan na atul khanyap lugok aglan tan nasanyak tap ko nunalit pijuminya lut aglan ta nat la na hun
Well, Congress has plenary power to pass legislation over Indian reservation lands and it would have, I think, the power, Congress would, plenary power to take lands held by an IRA. The Supreme Court of the United States has held that Congress has that plenary power over Native lands. But that's something that I think it of course is important to the people here because of the possibility of the construction of a road. But what people here, the concern they share with Native people throughout the state is of course the possibility of losing land through takeovers and taxation and so on. And of course you can lose your land if your corporation goes bankrupt. Now you happen to have a very successful corporation here in Nana. In some other regions of the state, the corporations aren't doing so well. Some of them are losing money, a lot of money. And if a corporation loses money long enough, it will go bankrupt and its creditors can come in and take its land. So that's another way of losing money. Now you are fortunate here that your corporation is making money and has made money, I think, from the beginning.
Teruma apesulak ang asuli makogok Indian Reservation ito tat nalami ilit ko re kahuting ito ditrilit inihit tat natuturo nakpat nakmani tak nak lapar dah rugi nak celak tu dah kelan kau makuk dah sama tak mertuk kanuk angalah cisa kami tap tempat kunia angalah cik lerong ruk reservation ni akhirnya juga guna nuna kaput about Tunisia kau tak nak start kaput ni penyakit cuci tu ni Iglesia una billodawni inrepan pruguni maneyuteluni atuaksaktuktaqmeq itnagoq ilikpan tamma cooperationput akili yaaruni tamatkunia temungaqtarmanik ilikpargoq taragoq tarunal qinailamik nuna tamna luisqinaakput temungaqtaarutigilu ubagurgoqbovani Cooperation itu ni nak kurut. Cooperation putu na maninyak tu nyora hune tak nak makitap lu ni. Avago apko alat ko operasi sama tak nak lusik su nyora tonik ilanik tut. Dan hama lusik wasa uting nau namanik itonak pan iklerutik saya kuming teruk taruna nunaring lusik siat. Arya ulah pakar bahwa tanah apik suktuk afsi kau presisi licuri rasi licuri sanga bahwa kigutilik bukan ingan anak apik suka yang negara taruh mengubilis masuk PK itnak semua kata senyor lanik pan arya ulah pakar bahwa apik suktuk begilis maruk tematu mengilis kucimik.
I'm Barbara, and I had been thinking about one point within the 2 years that I had lived up here at my home area, and it would be important for those people that are talking about their lands and selecting their representatives from each of their communities. And as much as each village have two representatives from each, either Nana or Maniliak. And these people are supposed to be the spokespersons for our people from each village. And the input from the representatives going out to the meetings first and come back and not reporting to the people, I think that's where their failure is, because that's why our people are so misinformed about ANSCA and not really having the understanding of what is really going on within our corporation. And I had asked previously, when I went back to Kotzebue, to see if the representatives have the right to report to the people when they come back after going to a meeting, and I was told it's mandatory. It's up to the person that represents the village whether to report back to them or not. And to date, I haven't seen this done, that the representatives don't report back to their corporation. So if any other people, like the Canadians or Greenlanders, have their corporations, that they do bring this up, that the representatives keep their people fully informed of what is going on. Thank you.
Ukoti kita laka tarma ubagok itna inyong ni ko laktak tao kakapta cooperative tit nilu board of director ni makunia manila mulu o laktak tao kapta gok
ing midi ukoti kita lak
ukapa nara ubo mumi dal gitsi. Tamna tera ilitkosi pak ilimun ukotia teku uba board of director amali tap kunani nanat kutni report tunga gaya kama tera tak nak tukso tona celok toni tak na ini law mip lu report kupta report na cipta itna ititkat. Wahing tak need man, islam nak cok, ilustrap lugu kau dia. Inyut kangis semarak sangat nik, ukak tut, board of director ni naka teramas kupong ni na. Inyut ilustrik sangat nik ukak tut sibun ni ak tut tu betat nangop ta, it nahuding. Wahing tak nep, orang tak tahu kakap ta, wanu nakiramin. Ukak begit leh juta, ubahu tengah laksi marau ni nalurak tu, nalurak sip kita sih. tanda report orat lirik pata nak kuip lugu ukalak tuk teruk apa tuk tua lagi tuk ko koklik tanda inyuk tanda tuk soto pangan tanda nak tuk lugu tanda tuk lu ilanu nitu nangat asih tanda nipan ubahut ilis mana yak tuk kooperasip takanok tilangan iku wotaku pakma nena una te matrung te malila ilagulli una nena itok isumaptit ni igak silaktok nena mau manigut tigatigut nena mau tat nagatigut it nagatigut uba kang sip calo dat le yuta tamatko katimat yak taktit ubahut nena roni temas tak kakakumi tarumani kooperasimi tada ilukata business mangrut bisnimut ikimirut ilukapta tamanna kang sipcoti gelotak lugu uwaptit nun nutaptit nullu piyupta ilismat lukayakput kanuk inyunalak kooperasip tini tak nubo Koral lak tu sering minyak ini perak on dulu nak kulak tu aglan.
Statement. If we have leaders that are chosen by the village that go meetings and don't report to the people, do we have the right to replace them? Like, for instance, Nana Board of Directors that don't report to the people, do we as a village have the right to replace them, or we would have to go through the regional board?
Well, you have the right to replace them at the next election for the Board of Directors.
But the way the proxies are set, it's hard to replace our board of directors. And maybe you could explain how that system is set for corporations, how the proxies are set.
Well, in a corporation, the voting is by proxies, and that means that whoever collects the proxies can go to the meeting of shareholders, and if he's got enough proxies, then he controls the voting. It isn't as if people went to a ballot box in their and you had a referendum ballot throughout the region. But that's, you know, proxy voting is part of the corporate system. That's what you've had since 1971, and that's what Congress thought you should have. I know there's a dissatisfaction with the proxy voting system, but that's the way corporations are set up. That's part of business, and you would have to decide if Congress had asked you back in 1971, well, do you want this set up? You might have said no. You know, you might have said, well, no, we'd rather have our IRA governments own this land, and then we will have elections for our IRAs under the Indian Reorganization Act, and their elections that are carried on in the way elections usually are carried on. But they didn't do that. So you've got some big issues to think about. People have talked about these at the meetings. Some have said, well, we don't like the corporate structure. Let's go IRA and turn the land over to the IRA, and let the corporations continue to carry on the business, but the IRAs will look after the land. Well, Those are questions that you have to think about. I told you last night about the Inuit trust in that the Inuvialuit in the Mackenzie Delta have established to hold the land. There are other ways of holding the land. But in the end, it seems to me that to carry on your businesses, you're going to have some kind of corporate setup. Now, in the lower 48, the corporations that are established are not shareholders' corporations. That is, the native corporations in the lower 48 are not shareholders' corporations. You can't sell your shares, so you don't face the possibility of a takeover. And in other countries where people have settled their land claims since 1971, they've looked at the idea of shareholders' corporations in Alaska and have said, no, we don't like that idea. But bear in mind that your settlement has done some things that are quite important. First of all, that got Native people into business, and you've had some successful corporations. Nana's been successful. It pays dividends. You have achieved economic power in the state, and through that economic power, a measure of political influence. You also did something for Native people in other countries. When you got $962.5 million and 44 million acres of land back in 1971, Native people in other countries heard about it, and they thought, when we settle our land claims, we want some big amounts of money, and we want land that'll give us enough land for a base for subsistence. And Native people in Canada, in the Arctic and subarctic regions of Canada, have been able to make settlements that were good settlements. They got a lot of money and a lot of land, and they achieved that because here in Alaska in 1971, with ANCSA, you made a breakthrough. Now, it seems to me that your problem now is you got that land back in 1971. The problem now is to hold on to it after 1991. That seems to be what the situation is here, and that's what we're looking at.
Could you explain to the people that, like, if a person votes for Nana Board of Directors and a person don't vote, the person that don't vote, his vote is divided to the people that are running. That's the way it's set, right?
I'm sorry, I'm not aware of that.
What he means is that if you are sent a proxy and you don't return your proxy voting in, the people in the board of directors are, your vote, your 200 shares is divided amongst the people that are running without your consent.
I would like Art to explain that to the people because the corporation has not told the people about this. And a lot of our people, old and young, have not realized this.
Okay. Well, you got a lot to explain there.
I thought it was to the people who are currently on the seat, not the people who are running. The votes automatically goes to them. I don't know.
The
incumbents.
Well, Barbara, do you know the answer to that question?
What did you say?
I thought it was to the people who are currently out of seats. The election goes to.
She heard
me.
Yeah, but the tape has to go on the tape.
I thought those proxies would go to the people who are currently on the seats, not the people who are running. That's the way I understood. I don't know if it's correct.
Well,
I always had the impression that it was divided amongst everybody that were running, but see where we are, what our Nana representatives are in use for right there in reporting to us, and we are in the dark on this.
Yeah.
And we're just now, I'm finding out a lot of things that I don't know about ANSCA going to these meetings. And I'm sure a lot of my people are in the same way.
Yeah. Well, Reggie Jewell has been traveling with us. He couldn't come to this meeting, but I think he could have answered that. I'm sorry, I don't know the details of the ANCSA setup, but point's a good one. Well, are you able to translate all this, Art?
Breathe properly.
Tamna kangersime sakputuwa vuk takapta makunia board of director ni kangersime siljasalakput sama praksinik terani katimaroni ichiminya sakapta tiyuaktut ashe tamatko praksinik tiyunachot aglan 200 share kahuting terani corporation mi itot vuna chorgo tam na share rangat khapchik pata vuna chot ta sama tap kununga vuk tak sanu avigari ge jok na ta na huta wa kemik ran nak ta kharapta upani vilis chaptit ni sama Vuk to Korut Vunasopta Tavrumua Vuruman receptinum Tamna share rock